Hello, and welcome to the Health Headlines Unpeeled podcast, where we peel back the science behind the headlines to help you make informed decisions about your health, nutrition, fitness, and well-being to lead a more productive and satisfying life. I'm Stephen Clark.
And I'm Jill Joyce, and we are excited to begin the next episode of Health Headlines Unpeeled from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University.
So, Jill, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How about you?
Fantastic. Let's just be honest. It's kind of crazy right now. Second week of school, lots of fun stuff happening. We're all trying to navigate COVID, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, I feel like the madness curve usually, everybody getting their schedules takes like 3 weeks probably. So we got, one more week?
Yeah, indeed. So we're getting there. But let's not spend our day talking about all the challenges that we're dealing with. Let's talk about what you are going to discuss with Catherine Bodie this week.
All right. Well, first off, when we recorded this, it was Shark Week. So stay all the way to the end if you want to maybe hear a little bit about Shark Week.
That's fantastic.
And so we'll bring that back. It'll be all year round. What we'll actually dig into headline-wise is looking at the Mediterranean diet, but not in the way that you usually think about it. I think the minute we think Mediterranean diet, you start thinking fish and olive oil, maybe even red wine, fruits and veggies, whole grains. You think of the foods. But in this case, the headline and the study we're going to talk about focus on the eating together at a dinner table as a family or kind of a group aspect and how that impacts your health more broadly.
Awesome. That sounds great. Let's go ahead and dive right into the interview.
We have Catherine back with us today. How's it going, Catherine?
It's good. Happy Shark Week.
Yeah. I'll admit, the only one I watched, my husband loves Josh Gates. So that's, what is that, Expedition Unknown? Is that the show he does, I think?
I think so, yeah. I've been watching them all. I know all kinds of shark facts. I could be a shark expert at this point.
Nice. Is this like an habitual thing or a first time?
Oh, habitual. This is like Christmas time for me. Like, it's everything stops. I just watch Shark Week.
Nice. Well, and ironically, you're from Oklahoma, and there are absolutely no sharks here that we know of.
And ironically, I've never actually seen the ocean, so.
What? Yeah, there are some sharks,
yeah.
All right. Well, let's actually get to business. So what is the headline this week?
So our headline this week is One Family Meal As Important as Your Five a Day Claims Obesity Study, written by Oliver Morrison and published in Food Navigator in April of 2021 this year. And I will point out five a day is five fruits and vegetables a day, because I was confused by that whenever I first read it.
Yes, you got it. Okay. So can you give us a quick rundown of the headline? What did the headline article have to say?
Yeah, so our headline talked about how sharing and enjoying meals with family members or loved ones, significant people in your life, both reduces obesity and improves the health of adolescents, but also for adults, younger children. And going on to say that the benefits from the Mediterranean diet come from both the food we eat as well as how we eat it. The headline quotes a study by scientists from universities in Barcelona saying that due to lockdown during the pandemic, there's been an increase in the amount of meals that have been eaten at home and with family members, which both have notable health benefits. And family meal routines, such as sharing food, sitting around a table together without distractions from digital devices, and having quality conversations, will positively affect the health of children, adolescents, and adults, the whole family. And then specifically looking at adolescents aged 12 to 16, parents were quoted saying that at this age, there's often a disconnect between themselves and their children, and that these conversations that happen around the table really brought them all together again. And so through these practices, parents became both a role model of healthy eating behaviors and also further established healthy lifestyle patterns for their children. Notably, these findings from the study are consistent with other similar studies that looked into these things. And the last point that the headline article makes is that the Western diet, which is made up of processed foods, eaten quickly in front of a television, has gained greater influence than the Mediterranean diet in many homes. And so there's many campaigns being carried out all over the world now that include the five fruits and vegetables a day, servings of fruits and vegetables a day, as well as at least one family meal per day.
Yeah, I you know, I think we all can say that the pandemic was not enjoyable. Well, maybe not all of us, but most of us would probably say that the pandemic was not very enjoyable and took kind of quite a toll on us, and maybe in many ways, mental and physical. But there are some good things that you can just see and guess will come out of COVID and the pandemic. I don't know about you, but I saw tons of people walking around my neighborhood. I've never seen this many people walking around my neighborhood. Bicycles sold out.
Treadmills, like home gym equipment.
Yeah, people were eating at home more, which this starts to point at. It's kind of nice. It brings to light a positive that kind of came out of that lockdown and being stuck together.
Yeah,
there are some
yeah.
benefits to being stuck together. This is one of them. All right. So that's the headline article that summarized the study. So now tell us a little bit about what the study said. What was the purpose? What they do? What they find?
So the title of our study is Family Meals Conviviality. The first and last time I will say that word, it means friendliness and liveliness, and Mediterranean diet among families with adolescents. The lead author is André de la Tour Morale, and was published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health in March of this year, 2021. The purpose of the study was to look at the how of the Mediterranean diet, which is an important aspect of this diet. To do this, they looked at how families ate meals together, specifically families with children 12 to 16 years of age, in order to assess whether they responded to a pattern of, again, friendliness, liveliness, and to examine that in comparison with the Mediterranean diet adherence. This study had a qualitative design, meaning that they didn't do any numerical measures and run stats, but instead hosted interviews with these families, then analyzed their worded answers on perspectives and practices regarding quality of friendliness to form their conclusions. The participants, again, were two parent families residing in Catalonia, Spain, with at least one adolescent child between the ages of 12 and 16 years. The main exposures that were assessed in the study include organization of the daily routine of family meals, where the meals were eaten, the importance of family meals both for the parents and for the children, the use of technology while eating, the types of conversations that occur during family meals, as well as the average time spent at the table or wherever it was they were eating meals. And the main outcomes that were assessed in the study were adherence to the Mediterranean diet and weight status. From the study, they found that two main topics came to attention, which were parents' perspective of family meals, specifically if they prioritize these meals, and practices during the family meals in relation to how closely the family stuck to the Mediterranean diet, as well as the quality of interactions, friendliness that happened during the meals. Items that promoted friendliness and liveliness were meal frequency, meals at the table, lack of digital distractions, pleasant conversations, and time spent on the family meals. While lower adherence to the Mediterranean diet and greater risk of obesity were seen in families with less time spent on family meals, those with meals consumed in locations beside the table, those with digital distractions, and those that did not enjoy meals through pleasant conversation. In summary, what we can take away from this article is that while the Mediterranean diet is recognized as one of the healthiest diets in the world for its food components, the aspects of quality of friendliness and meal enjoyment could further increase these health benefits and may indirectly prevent childhood obesity, which, as most people know, is becoming an increasingly large issue.
And especially with the adolescent population, mm-hmm. with some of the younger child populations, we're seeing like a plateau and maybe even a slowing down of obesity among that group. But at the adolescent stage, we're definitely not seeing a plateau or a decrease. We're mm-hmm. seeing increases. I love this study because I feel like we have gotten so far away from eating family meals and especially digital distractions.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, every time I'm with anyone, any group of friends, I just want to take like a cell phone box with me and be like, that's it. Put them in the box.
Yes.
Now we're throwing this box over in the corner and it's not getting touched. I don't know. I feel like there's this kind of like feel good home family feel take home message to this one. Mm-hmm. Which I mean, I love research and I get a lot of takeaway messages from, you know, all the studies that we read. I don't know. This one just seems a little bit, I don't know, pulls more at the heartstrings.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. My parents definitely prioritized family meals for our family, and especially no digital anything at the table. And that was something that I really appreciated growing up, and especially into adulthood, that we had those moments together.
Yeah. My husband and I do that. We don't have the cell phones. Unfortunately, though, I will admit, confession of a recovering dietitian, we have the TV on. And we eat at our island and not our dining room table.
Oh, no.
I know. I want to move towards the dining room table, but it's been a bit of a struggle. So I got to use some stronger behavior mod techniques to get us over there. We'll work on that one. Update's coming soon. All right. So back on track. Although that was still on track. We've heard about the headline article. We've now also heard what the study actually did. So let's reconcile the two.
Yes. So the headline, I thought, did honestly a pretty good job at pointing out the main conclusions and data points from the study. The research article didn't actually mention the increased meals at home during the pandemic lockdown, and there wasn't a citation to back that up. However, I would say that's probably a commonly known fact. You know, if you were in lockdown, you know that everyone was eating at home, so maybe didn't need one. And then, though, following the traditions of many of the headlines that we've read, this one did hype up the conclusions from the study. The bolded subtitle of the article is, "Eating traditions must be preserved in order to maintain the benefits of the Mediterranean diet and promote the health of the younger generations, according to Spanish research." So that's maybe a little extreme, since it is well documented that the Mediterranean diet food component alone does have significant health benefits. And notably, this study did have some major limitations to forming conclusions. These findings were exploratory and cannot be generalized to a larger population due to the sample size being, one, not representative of the entire Mediterranean families, but also beyond Mediterranean families. You can't generalize that kind of data. So the conclusions that they came to with this study cannot be applied to families from other cultural, educational, or socioeconomic backgrounds. But this study was much needed in order to fill this gap, but is only the beginning of exploring the additional how of the Mediterranean diet beyond the food itself.
Agreed. And there is, it does align with other research that we have looking at, first off, home-cooked meals, but then also eating together as a family at a dining room table with decreased digital distractions. I mean, there is research elsewhere to show that that is linked to healthier diets and definitely healthier diets. I'll admit, I haven't read into if it reduces obesity with children, but definitely healthier diets. And the latter is probably is likely also true.
So overall, looking at both the headline and the summary, the Mediterranean diet is not just a dietary pattern and also includes those food-related cultural and social activities, such as a regular practice of physical activity, culinary activities, and again, the friendliness and liveliness of meals. And so adopting these cultural behaviors associated with the Mediterranean lifestyle may further improve overall health and well-being. And both the study and the headline emphasize the importance of pleasant and enjoyable mealtimes. So maybe turn off the TV, sit at the actual dining room table, and leave the politics and lecturing, specifically looking at parents for this one, to a time when you're not at the dining room table. And as my parents will tell you, any time is a good time for a good lecture. So just leave that from the dining room table.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A fantastic additional benefit of the Mediterranean diet is not only that we know that the food components improve health and decrease risk of things like cardiovascular disease, overweight, obesity, cancer, and because of those also likely type 2 diabetes. It also promotes this kind of family gathering nature to meals, which has additional benefits. And this is hinting at that, and other research backs that up too. But additional benefit is that it is a healthy diet for all age groups in the family. Oftentimes fad diets are very, very, very restrictive and we don't encourage them in general, but especially not for kiddos. This is not a fad diet. And if it is a fad diet, I'm on board. Go for this one. But it's fantastic because it is and not restrictive. It's well-rounded, healthy. A growing kiddo is going to get adequate nutrition from this. So it's one to go for.
Definitely. Yeah, I am a huge advocate for the Mediterranean diet and for the lifestyle of that. That connectedness with your food is so important to be staying excited about the food that you're eating. And that's one of the biggest things when it comes to healthy eating is to enjoy that food and be excited and come together over this healthy food that you love.
Agreed. And if anyone wants some resources on the Mediterranean diet, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, it's a pretty big document, I'm not going to lie. And it can be a little overwhelming even for me. But in terms of this, the volume, the size of it, but there, if you use some of the navigation tools, it can take you directly to some Mediterranean diet information and tools in that dietary guideline. So if anybody's interested in kind of getting started or learning more about this Mediterranean lifestyle and diet, you can check that out. Or you can always contact us at Oklahoma State University. We can help you with those resources. Well, do you have anything Shark Week wise before we wrap up?
I mean, my goodness. Do I have some Shark Week facts for you?
I think you would.
So did you know that sharks only eat about 1 to 10% of their total body weight per week? Yeah. And sharks in the wild can get by eating less than 1% of their body weight.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely would have thought they ate a lot more than that.
Yeah, you'd think. So I have another one. If you want to hear another one.
Carry on. So, well, that one was food related. Is this one also food related?
Health related, I would say, yes.
Okay.
So great white sharks have really incredible healing abilities. And specifically, females in gestation have amazing healing abilities. On the great hammerheads, they are one of the biggest, rarest, and most charismatic shark species of all time.
You know, of all the sharks, that one was always my favorite as a kiddo. And I did eat the shark gummies. And I got excited when I got the hammerhead one. I won't lie. Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got. Unless you want to hear more about sharks, we can sit here all day about sharks.
Another great interview, Jill. So what's the biggest takeaway from this particular work that you discussed with Catherine this week?
I think this study, but also there's a good bit of research in general on the fact that we should be eating meals first off at the dinner table away from distractions like your phone, your iPad, your laptop, or your TV, and that we should be eating as a group, whether that's your family or if you're in college, a group of friends. We should be eating and kind of really focusing on the experience of the meal and not just the food that's in it. That experience element adds to the healthfulness of a meal.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, right? In nutrition, what are the things that we do the most together?
Eat.
Right, have that potluck or stand around and eat a cake or whatever it is that we might be interested in that day. So yeah, that social aspect is really critically important, and there's a lot more to it than just food and nutrition.
Agreed.
All righty. Well, we look forward to the next interview, I think.
Yeah, we've got tons coming. We just want to thank our listeners for letting us unpeel health headlines with you. We hope that you join us in our next episode where we'll continue to peel back the science behind the headlines. Until then, thank you for listening.
On behalf of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.